Well, if you tune in to today's crazy news story, it's from my very own JD. And it's a real crazy story. She's gotten thirst trapped catfish.
I was really catfish. I'm a victim.
Usually it's the guys that get thirst trapped, but this time it was a lady.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry for you, JD, but you got thirst trapped catfished.
He was so good, though.
So when we left off the movie.
Stop it.
We're back. We're back on Malcolm X.
On this episode of Matlock.
After the season finale.
Where did we leave off at?
What was the last mission? Y'all had a bathroom.
Yeah, we had to go get some popcorn and stuff.
Ha ha ha.
We needed some snacks.
Anyway, iTunes card is what I got him. $25. Okay. I said, how you gonna get it? He said all you have to do is take the thing off the back, scrub
the
it off
the back.
Get the code and take a picture of it and send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent it to him. He hits me up the next morning. I said, I know he's going to be ticked off. And he was. He was like, what am I supposed to do with that $25 iTunes card? He was screaming at the top of his lungs. He was ticked off. He said, you said you were going to send me 50. I'm like, excuse me? And he just screamed. And then I said, I can't say what I really said.
Yeah, you can. Go ahead.
Oh. I ain't gonna say it. But basically what I did say, you're phony, you're a fraud. And do the authorities know that you're impersonating somebody else?
Yeah.
And he just went off. He said, Janine, let me explain to you. Janine. And I hung up on him. I said, don't call me again.
Mm.
You phony, fake fraud.
And then another F word.
I'm just like, I got catfished. I'm a victim. Oh,
man, but tell the people what you were telling us during the break. What you found out about from the police.
Absolutely. So this is what they do. So ladies, if you've ever gotten like a random, which that was very random, DM or any kind of communication from somebody from Ghana, Nigeria, that is
India
a ploy.
Too.
Yeah, India too.
Yeah.
It's a setup, baby. They getting ready to set you up. Mm. So they make you feel so special. You're beautiful. I really like you. I know we haven't seen each other. I know, but I feel it in my soul. You know, all that stuff. That you really want to hear anyway.
Especially around this time, Valentine's Day.
Like,
you're lonely.
You go to.
You're single.
You're vulnerable.
He had two Facebook pages because I did a screenshot of both and I sent him. I said, why do you have two Facebook pages? So keep in mind, he's this big time celebrity.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Mm.
There is a celebrity that is real. So that's whose page who was verified that I was looking at.
Yeah.
But he was not that person. So he created a false Facebook page that person.
Mm.
And he said the reason he had two was because he said, I have my fan page, which sounded realistic.
Yeah.
He said, and then I have
quite
my
possible.
Private page.
Yeah.
Just for conversations with people I really want to get to know. And I'm like,
So at the end of the day, JD, what did you learn?
Not to give them an iTunes $25. Anytime they start asking for money or anything about a gift, like this is what they do. Your point, Jessica. My police friends were telling me this is an ongoing thing, especially in countries and places like Nigeria or Ghana. They literally sit around in a big warehouse. It's probably him and another 50 other men, and they're seeking out these women to get gifts, however they get it. Everything from iTunes cards, sneakers.
Bank account numbers.
Bank account numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like a corporation. It's a job.
It's a job.
And they have a quota to meet. They have got to have. That's why he was so ticked off.
You didn't have
Because I told him $250.
He was banking on that. You made him miss his numbers for the mom.
JD, you didn't help me, JD. What about the children in the village?
The moral to the story is, don't sing happy birthday butt naked with a cupcake.
I didn't do that.
She did leave that part
on FaceTime.
You see how she casually jumped over that part.
JD did not do that. Don't put that out there.
Don't put that out there.
JD, you left that part. You left that part out.
Don't do that.
Thank you, Jessica. So y'all all know me better than that. Now, what I did do, though.
That's true, JD. Shame the devil. That's true.
What I did do.
Leave him.
Leave him alone.
Special for him, right?
Yeah.
And so I did. I went out and went to Publix.
Not Publix, the good
yes,
store.
Yes, the good one.
Girl, this is the part.
I got a cupcake.
What did you do, Jessica?
I got a candle to put on the cupcake.
Come on, JD.
And I went in my dining area.
Ooh.
In your dining area?
It was dimly lit.
You act like it was dim.
I had candlelight. I took a shower.
Oh, you better wash.
With Bath and Body Works.
All all black outfits.
You got on the outfit.
I put
though.
On some makeup. I got some new lashes. No, I'm serious. I did this.
I know. That's why it's funny. Keep going.
On some new lashes. Wow. I shellacked my hair.
Shellacked.
I got my iPhone. I put it up.
You set it up. You propped it up.
So you can see if I can find it. Hold on,
come on, JD. Come on.
Let me see if I can find it for you.
We got to go. Come on,
okay,
JD.
Sorry. So anyway, I sang happy birthday to him.
On FaceTime?
On FaceTime.
On FaceTime with a cupcake.
Always keeping it real. Keep it real.
It's No Limit.